It was a day of sounds and symbols for a community that is grieving. From the morning church bells that rang throughout the streets to the evening hands across the bridge, people were standing together, walking together, and praying together. Known as the Holy City with its proud church spires, the bells of historic Charleston churches offered healing and hope. Jack Owens, pastor at St. Philip's, stood outside among his congregation members to listen to the bells and to provide words of solace.
Our hearts go out to Emmanuel Church, the Mother Church, and it's love conquering hate. I think the world can hardly believe it, that love conquers hate, but it does.
Down the street at the French Protestant Huguenot Church, bells of a different tone. Even though this church doesn't have a bell tower, members John Hilton and Pat Hyatt Mason said handbells would join with the others.
I think it symbolizes unity of Charleston and feelings of coming together, and hopefully that the church that this horrible thing happened in can hear us and know that we're all together for them.
We need to come together after this tragedy that happened to Charleston in our little town, which we thought we're always immune from this, but you're never immune from tragedies like this.
The bells rang out for 15 minutes. Then the focus shifted to Emmanuel AME. The church opened for the first time since last Wednesday, and hundreds of people joined together at the church.
God is our refuge and our strength.
The images of parishioners singing and joining together in prayer were seen in Charleston and around the nation, with news crews set up across the way from the church. Bakari Sellers was among those interviewed on national media. When he was in the General Assembly, Representative Sellers served with Senator Clemente Pinckney, the pastor of Mother Emmanuel, who was being remembered Sunday along with the other victims.
Today is a day where you have these nine angels who are singing proudly above us. It's a day where we look out upon the world and see what the world looks like. It's black, it's white, it's young, it's old, South Carolinians joining hand in hand and talking about what binds us, which is our faith. It's one of those days that you'll remember, that you'll tell your kids about.
The world is watching Charleston. What is your feeling about this community in South Carolina?
Well, I think that we owe the world a big thank you. A thank you for their comfort. And we are just doing what we do here in South Carolina. That's who we are. We love, we hold, we pray, we hug. I think all of your listeners know that it's a dumb sparrow. While I breathe, I hope.
And for you personally, knowing the victims, knowing this community?
Well, you know, Clement and I serve together, and that's the tough part. That's the hard part. And you just want to translate and get people to understand how difficult this time is. And our job will be, once the cameras leave, to stay strong, and we'll do that.
And Senator Pinckney, Reverend Pinckney, how would you describe him as someone you knew?
He never was frazzled, and that's because he let the Lord guide his every step. And he'll be missed. And today I think about his daughters who don't get to take their father out to Father's Day brunch, and that's touching and hurtful and moving, and it just gives me more strength to live for him.
The evening brought more people together, thousands walking from Mount Pleasant across the Arthur Ravenel Bridge. Organizers used Facebook to attract people for what was called a Bridge to Peace Unity to honor Mother Emmanuel AME Church and the citizens of Charleston.
We all come together, you know, just like when we had Hugo. Everybody comes together, black, white, rich, poor, and it's the same thing now. This is such a devastating thing and such an atrocity that we all are compelled, if we have any kind of human decency, to come together and to send our love and support to the families of the victims, and to let the world know that we stand strong in Charleston. We're not going to let this defeat us, but that we will unite. We will unite.
From Charleston, this is Linda O'Brien for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.